USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress reached a deal Sunday on a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief package, including a new round of $600 stimulus checks for most Americans. The PAC will include temporary supplemental payments of $300 weekly for those on unemployment, plus direct $600 stimulus checks to Americans with yearly incomes of up to $75,000. Both chambers of Congress are expected to vote on the package today. The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. NASA astronaut Mike Hopkins was sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Space Force Friday from his post on board the International Space Station. Hopkins is the first NASA astronaut to serve in Space Force. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
The restaurant industry has been one of the hardest hit in this COVID-19 world. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott takes a look.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Shy Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it. It's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
The association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Plenty of National Football League games over the weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki catches us up on Week 15.
Week 15 in the NFL saw the Miami Dolphins beat the New England Patriots 22-12 to eliminate the Patriots from playoff contention for the first time in 11 seasons. The Dallas Cowboys held off the San Francisco 49ers 41-33. Seattle survived a fourth quarter comeback to beat Washington 20-15 and clinch themselves a playoff berth. The Indianapolis Colts topped the Houston Texans 27-20. The Tennessee Titans ran away from the Detroit Lions 46-25. The Colts and Titans remain tied atop the AFC South at 10-4. The New York Jets hung on to beat the LA Rams 23-20, the Jets getting their first win of the season. A returning Drew Brees was not enough to overcome Patrick Mahomes as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New Orleans Saints 32-29. Brees threw for 3 touchdowns in his first game back after missing the last 4 with a punctured lung and 11 rib fractures. And the Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 20-6 to move to 10-4 on the season. That's their best mark through 14 games since 1994. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The New England Patriots loss by the Miami Dolphins ensures the Patriots do not make the playoffs for the first time since 2008. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick.
It's just obviously a disappointing day for us. We didn't do anything really well enough to win the game. You know, we just didn't coach well enough, didn't miss opportunities.
Monday Night Football has the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati to face the Bengals, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.